I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 15th. A seventh grade student will not be allowed to return to the Central Middle School in Quincy after bringing an unloaded handgun to school on Tuesday. Superintendent Kevin Mulvey says the student showed the gun to other students outside school after classes. Some of those students notified school officials. Mulvey says the gun belongs to the student's parent and that it was unsecured in the family home. Mulvey said he was shocked and saddened about the students' dangerous actions that jeopardized their own health and well-being and those of their classmates and school staff. He said the student will face serious disciplinary consequences for their action and will not return to Central Middle School. Mulvey said teachers and guidance staff met with students yesterday and said that he would be available to meet with families along with representatives from the police department and other district leaders. Quincy man facing drunk driving charges after police say he crashed his pickup truck into a house in Quincy. Early yesterday morning, 35-year-old Sean Lehane was allegedly drunk when he crashed his 2016 Ford F-150 into the house at 242 Furnace Brook Parkway at the corner of Lafayette Street just before 2 a.m. Police say Lehane fled on foot after the crash but was apprehended a short distance away. Police say the truck jumped a curb, took down a light pole, went through a fence, and then struck the foundation of the home. No one in the house was hurt, and inspectors determined there was structural damage but that the house was safe. Lehane faces charges including drunk driving and leaving the scene of a crash. He was taken to South Boston State Police Barracks for booking and will face charges in Quincy District Court. Four teenagers are facing charges after Quincy police arrested them in a stolen car Tuesday. Officers spotted the car parked at the Swingles Quarry parking lot off Rashudi Drive about 2:30 Tuesday afternoon. Determined it had been stolen in Chelsea, four occupants all had black ski masks on, triggering the investigation. Police say the operator put the car in reverse and rammed into an unmarked Quincy police cruiser, then jumped out, causing the car to roll forward into another Quincy cruiser. Officers apprehended all four suspects and charged them with possession of a stolen car. The driver was also charged with assault with a dangerous weapon, which was the vehicle. The three boys and one girl are 15 and 16 years old and from Everett and Boston. They were all picked up by their parents after being processed at Quincy Police Headquarters. No one was hurt, but two Quincy Police cruisers were damaged. A 19-year-old Quincy woman facing charges after allegedly shooting at another woman and a Lyft driver earlier this month in Dorchester. 19-year-old Brianna Polito of Quincy was charged with assault with a dangerous weapon and other offenses. Boston police responded to a call for shots fired in the area of Corona Street in Dorchester in the early morning hours of June 2nd. A Lyft driver told officers he just picked up a female passenger when his vehicle was struck by gunfire. He said he heard three shots, quickly drove away. No one was injured. Police found ballistic damage to the front driver's side door. They found three casings, one in an alleyway and two in a driveway. Two live rounds were also found on the street. The victim, also a 19-year-old woman, told police that she'd been in a relationship with Polito that lasted 3 weeks. A warrant was issued for Polito's arrest, and police were told to be on the lookout for her across the state. Polito was pulled over by Quincy police on June 9th. They allegedly found a 9mm black Taurus handgun under the driver's seat with one round in the chamber, seven rounds in the magazine. More loose rounds and a magazine with no ammunition were found in the car's cabin, and loose rounds were found in a backpack in the trunk. Polito was ordered held without bail pending a dangerousness hearing that'll be held today. MBTA police arresting a man accused of demanding a cigarette from a couple and then hitting the man with a bottle at the Quincy Center T station. He also threatened to stab the woman. The man who was arrested is 29 years old and had several pending warrants for his arrest. T police released the information on Tuesday, but no other details were available. Quincy Education Association's Candidate Recommendation Committee has opened their endorsement process for the municipal elections that'll be held on November 7th. Candidates seeking positions on the Quincy School Committee and for mayor of Quincy are encouraged to seek their endorsement. Candidates who are interested in an endorsement should contact the Quincy Education Association president, Gail Carvalho. Candidates will be asked to complete a 4-question written response and then be part of an in-person interview with the committee. The committee consists of members of the union who are Quincy residents, along with the union president and vice president. Quincy Education Association is the largest municipal union in Quincy, with more than 975 members who work for the Quincy Public Schools and Quincy College. The union's committed to providing the best public education for more than 10,000 students in 19 school buildings across the city, as well as the educational opportunities for students at Quincy College. Dissected human body parts, including heads, brains, skin, and bones, were allegedly stolen by the manager of a morgue at Harvard Medical School in Boston, taken to New Hampshire prior to being sold, and sometimes shipped through the U.S. Postal Service, according to a federal indictment. Harvard Medical School leaders called the case morally reprehensible and an abhorrent betrayal in a written statement. The indictment, filed in U.S. District Court for the Middle District of Pennsylvania, says the body parts came from cadavers that were donated to Harvard to be used for educational purposes. Cedric Lodge, identified in the indictment as the morgue manager, is accused of stealing portions of the dissected cadavers and bringing them to his home in Goffstown, New Hampshire. He's also accused, along with his wife, Denise Lodge, of selling the remains. Lodge was fired on May 6th. The medical school is trying to determine which donor cadavers may have been affected by comparing cremation logs to the times when Lodge was present on campus. Buyers identified in the indictment include Katrina McLean of Salem, Massachusetts, and Joshua Taylor of Westlawn, Pennsylvania. McLean owned and operated Cat's Creepy Creations in Peabody. Harvard Medical School created a list of contact information and other resources for families of donors who may have been affected. Daly said that Harvard also created an external panel of experts to evaluate the anatomical gift program and morgue policies, the goal of improving security for that program. Well, two of David's bridal locations in Massachusetts will be closing their doors roughly 2 months after the wedding gown retailer filed for bankruptcy. On the David's Bridal website, pages for both the Danvers and Natick stores say store closing. Shop huge savings while they last. Rhode Island's only David's Bridal store in Warwick has the same message. There will still be stores in North Dartmouth, North Attleboro, Westwood, and West Springfield, as well as one in Nashua, New Hampshire. David's Bridal had claimed that one in every 4 wedding dresses sold in the U.S. was bought from its stores, but laid off over 9,000 employees in April. Retailer said it would continue fulfilling customer orders as it searches for a new buyer for the company, but if that does not happen, it could have to close all stores and liquidate. A check of business news today. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 232 points. The NASDAQ up 53, and the S&P rose 3. Asian stocks are mixed after the Fed held interest rates steady yesterday. The dollar is up, the euro down, oil at $68 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox beat Colorado 6-3 last night. They're off tonight and will welcome the Yankees to Fenway tomorrow night at 7. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, partly cloudy and a high 79 degrees. Cloudy tonight, low of 58. Tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon with a high of 84. Showers Saturday, high 68. Scattered showers Sunday, high 72. For the Aboder today, waves about a foot, light westerly winds, and a high tide right after 10 a.m. Sunrise 5:06, set at 8:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, June 15th.